Elsewhere today, Hong Kong's leader says a massive fire in a high-rise apartment complex has killed at least 36 people, with another 279 still missing. The blaze broke out Wednesday afternoon in a residential district after bamboo scaffolding caught fire. The flames burned through the night. Firefighters said wind made the fire difficult to contain. As of midnight local, officials say it was, quote, coming under control. The complex is home to 4,800 residents, one of whom evacuated safely and then watched the fire spread.
I am devastated. There are so many neighbors and friends. I don't know what is going on anymore. Look, all the apartments are just burning. I don't know what to do. I hope the government can help us to settle down after this.
The blaze is the deadliest for Hong Kong in nearly three decades. Local media report that three people have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter in connection with the fire. Taiwan's president announced a special $40 billion military budget today following U.S. pressure for the self-ruled democracy to increase defense spending. The budget includes plans to build a Taiwan Dome air defense system and buy American missiles, as well as launch joint U.S.-Taiwan arms production. The funds will be allocated over a period of 8 years, starting from 2026. Lai says it's aimed at addressing what he called China's threats to Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific region. In southern Thailand, severe flooding has killed at least 33 people since relentless monsoon rains began late last week. The Thai military dispatched boats to conduct water rescues, as well as helicopters to airlift people stranded on rooftops. Thailand's prime minister declared a state of emergency for the worst affected Song Kha region. More than 2 million people have been displaced. Rainfall began to ease today, giving authorities hope that water levels will start to recede. In the Middle East, Israel today returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians to Gaza health authorities. It is the latest exchange under the fragile ceasefire agreement that took effect last month. The return followed Israel identifying remains returned yesterday of slain hostage Dror Orr. That leaves the remains of two hostages yet to be returned from Gaza, one Israeli and one Thai national. In the West African nation of Guinea-Bissau, soldiers say they've taken, quote, total control of the country days after elections in which both presidential contenders claimed victory. A military spokesperson said on state media they acted because of an ongoing plan aimed at manipulating the election results. The Electoral Commission was due to announce its initial findings tomorrow. Instead, the military has suspended the electoral process, closed the country's borders, and instituted a curfew. It is just the latest in a string of coups, or attempted coups, since Guinea-Bissau's independence from Portugal in 1974. And on Wall Street today, stocks posted solid gains heading into the Thanksgiving holiday amid ongoing hopes for an interest rate cut. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added more than 300 points. NASDAQ rose nearly 200 points. The S&P 500 closed higher for a fourth straight session. And on this Thanksgiving Eve in New York City, thousands have been watching the annual inflating of the balloons ahead of the 99th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This preview of the main event has become a beloved tradition all its own. Officials say it takes about 90 minutes to inflate each one, and some will stand as tall as five stories high. Still to come on the NewsHour, what's affecting turkey prices this Thanksgiving? Judy Woodruff meets with a group pushing for bipartisan immigration reform. And we explore the lesser-known history of a uniquely American sport.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.